And now your Game Time Preview.
Well, at least that wasn't weird.
Let's rock this preview, huh?
Let's rock its face off real quick, Benjamin. This is the national tournament preview.
Coming up the 4th and 5th, man. It's like a week away.
Getting a little nervous, a little bit nauseated.
A little excited, same time, right?
That could be morning sickness, though. Does that apply for guys?
No.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Well, probably, in the terms of dodgeball, yeah, I guess okay. We can have morning sickness if you're that.
We can have whatever we want. We're dodgeball players.
I can be
pregnant if I want to. Yeah. I dodgeball. I'll stick a dodgeball at my shirt.
So, Nationals, man, Allendale, Michigan.
Here we come.
A week away, I mean.
It's going to be quite a drive.
8 hours for Western, that's for sure. Probably about 7, like we said, for UK.
And everyone else can just suck it because we have the furthest drive.
Yep, so we get the easiest schedule, right?
You have no reason to complain at all.
We're there.
In fact, you should be, you know, bowing down when we get in there so we can walk across your backs to get to... into the gym? No? I saw their field house transitioning now out of awkward comment number one for this section. I saw their field house that they're telling us that we're playing in. It is beautiful.
Is it?
It's mirrored on the outside from the picture that I saw on Grand Valley's website. Very nice.
There you go.
I'm anticipating that everything will be very well done.
Mm-hmm.
I know Grand Valley's been planning this since before the players were even born.
I think, yeah, I don't know about that, but at least before they even started playing this...
Then just roll with what I gotta say.
I can't.
It makes the podcast easier to flow with. Right now, you're really blocking me. So, Nationals.
Well, let's look at some of these teams and discuss what we think is going to happen, what we're going to place them in the scale.
I think we're going to do a little preview for each team, mm-hmm. and then we'll talk about Sunday. We'll talk about our... championship
prediction,
maybe a couple Cinderellas who we think might upset some people on Sunday because that's when it counts.
Yep.
And then we'll call it a day. Let's get started here. The first team we have listed on the Facebook group is the host school, Grand Valley. Haven't heard much about these guys. I think they're a new team.
Yeah, they're... I heard they weren't even going to get 15.
I heard they got beat by Henry Ford, 17-0. Yeah. It's pretty embarrassing. But
on
more realistic terms, team of...
I don't know why they're hosting Nationals.
Me either. But in more realistic terms, they could pretty much beat anyone on the planet.
Three-peat.
Three-peat.
I'm gonna say it. It's probably going to be three-peat.
Well, let's save that for the championship preview. We do see Grand Valley doing quite well in this tournament. They have a winning streak, I believe, that's 700 games in the straight now. I mean, this is a team that practices, I believe, 3 times a week.
2 hours at a time, weightlifts, all that good stuff.
They're sponsored by Adidas. We tried to get a sponsorship from Russell this week and got turned down, sadly. Props to Grand Valley being able to secure that Adidas sponsorship.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah.
No way.
What, you didn't know they were sponsored by Adidas?
No, I didn't.
You'd really have got a lot to learn.
I
was very intimidated when they came in with their Adidas bags and backpacks and shorts and jerseys. I don't know if they actually... I'm sure they had to pay for some of that stuff, but
yeah.
Just having the Adidas logo is pretty freaking awesome.
That's, you know, I'm even more intimidated now. I didn't know
they're as legit as you come. I would almost rather be put up against a firing squad than against Grand Valley, because it really is like a firing squad. I still have nightmares of our first game against them with rubber projectiles flying at my head like bullets. It's quite terrifying.
Well, maybe we won't play them. Who knows?
That's our hope. We're just going to lay down and die if we have to play
them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some dead possum. Some yep. roadkill possum.
All right, let's move on to some team we
aren't terrified of.
Yeah.
MSU. We played these guys at the Kentucky tournament.
Yeah.
So we know a little bit about them.
We lost.
We did. That was when I think our team was still kind
of... that was our first tournament. Like, that was our first game for many, many, many players.
Our team was definitely still learning the ropes at that point.
I'd be interested to see how we face off against them this time.
Well, and just from a perspective of other teams matching up with these guys, I would say they're about a middle-of-the-road team.
Yeah.
I don't think they would argue with that. I don't want to unfairly label people just based on our view, but their performance this year, I mean, I believe that they're right at 400. 400, 500. They're at 300. They're the Spartans. No, I believe they're right around 500, maybe like 3-4. Actually, let's check that.
I believe they're 5-8, actually.
Via our handy-dandy website.
5-8, yep. Called it.
Ben, you are amazing. They are 5-8. Yeah. Good call.
I memorized the stats.
You're a freak. Yeah, so about middle of the road, I would say. And I think they're going to give a lot of people trouble. This is a very, very veteran team.
I like their. I also like their motto. Isn't that aim low, or is that CMU?
I think it's CMU.
Well, MSU should be aim low because that's what they did. Like they had these little short, like they weren't very fast. They just hit you right in the foot. You're like, what the?
A lot of foot shots in that game.
But hey, it worked. It really did work. We were weren't expecting it. So
this is a team that has a lot of good leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Very seasoned, very experienced leadership, and I think they'll give a lot of people trouble because they know how to play. They've seen enough action now to know how this game works. And I think in tournament time, you can never underestimate that. Yep. So I think we both like MSU to do some damage.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the teams they're supposed to beat. Team number three, Benjamin.
Well, that's Saginaw. And we've also played this team as well. Once again, I don't like how we played them the very first game. We kind of wore out our arms very early in that tournament, and I wish we had saved it. But this team is going to be right on the coattails of Grand Valley and Ohio. I don't think anybody would argue with me if I said that those three teams, Grand Valley, Saginaw, and then Ohio, are the top three teams in the nation right now. And realistically, the people that are going to be there at the end, and they're gonna be battling out on Sunday. That's for sure.
I don't think there's any argument about that.
No,
I would like to say that this is the situation where I could see Saginaw pulling an upset over one of these top two teams.
It's possible. I don't
tournament
know.
Time, you know, it's nut cutting time. You're gonna have a huge crowd. It's nationals. It's for the cup. I could see them really coming to play, especially if they can bring all their players, because I will say that I believe I saw somewhere on the forums that Janik said they were without several, I think five, of their varsity players at the BGSU tournament.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken on that, and Janik, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I thought I saw that somewhere. And it would make sense, because I would expect a Saginaw-Ohio State game to be a lot closer than 5-0.
Oh, yeah. And we don't know the context. Like, we don't know when they were playing. Like, if
it could have been the very end, and Saginaw was dead tired.
And Ohio, you know, just caught everything.
Here's the thing. Everyone's going to be dog tired on Sunday.
Oh, God, yeah.
And this is...
I don't know how anybody's arm's going to
not
be functioning.
Falling off.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a test of wills for everyone. And if Saginaw wants to get over that hump of being the third place team in the nation,
they're going to have to show up. Yeah.
They're going to have to go above and beyond what they've done all season. And I think I see that capability with this team.
Definitely.
Think they're very hungry and very tired of getting beat by these two teams. So I would not be surprised if they come out and made a little bit of noise.
Yeah, I'm expecting it, actually. I want to see them upset Ohio here.
Speaking of which, that leads us into the number four team, Ohio State. These guys were dormant up until the Bowling Green tournament. We kind of touched on it in an earlier segment, so we won't spend as much time on them. Very good catching team, as we know. That's that's how they get so far in tournaments, is because they don't have to worry about their arms being sore. They just catch everything that's in the same area as them.
And let's face facts, that's the most important thing in dodgeball. That's a 1-2 switch. Like, that's absolutely huge. And if you can do that on a consistent basis, and like more than one of your players, like, you know, WKU, I feel like we only have like three or four really, really good catchers. And if all 15 of every, you know, and you could do the grippy throw, I mean, apparently one of their best players is, you know, throwing 71 miles per hour. I don't know if you saw that on the thread.
I did not.
Yeah, they were talking about...
Oh, yes, I did, actually. No, I take that back.
Yeah, the guy who not necessarily invented the grippy throw, but at least had the strongest arm in the nation. He's on Ohio, so, you know, you combine those with good catching, it's going to be a deadly combo.
It is.
All you got to do is step in front of that guy after he throws and then catch something, and it's like three people out right there. It's crazy.
I would equate catching to almost being like the offensive line in football. It's not very glamorous. Everyone wants to be the quarterback or the running back, score the touchdowns. But at the end of the day, if you don't have a good offensive line, you're not going to win the championship.
Nope.
Same as in dodgeball. If you don't have good catchers, I don't believe you're going to win the championship. And I say that because...
you got to punish people for not being able to throw.
Mm-hmm. So that is kind of how we feel about Ohio State. We'll talk about where we see them ending up more in the preview section here in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Team number five, DePaul.
Ha!
One of the most hyped up teams.
I want to play them.
I do too. Just to boost my spirits after a long 8-hour drive and sleeping in a hotel bed.
Let's just go ahead and ask them, can we just play them like maybe at the end of this first day?
Can everyone play them at the end?
Yeah.
This is kind of a morale booster for everyone.
All the teams versus DePaul.
I think that would be fun. Yeah. I think they'd be up for that. Very excited to see what DePaul's all about. I don't know the level of talent they have. They haven't played any games, to my knowledge, this season. I know they're kind of concerned with the competitive direction the league's going in. Don't know how much longer they'll be a part of the league. But right now, we enjoy having them at Nationals and looking forward to meeting these guys for the first time.
Definitely.
Don't really see them contending too much with most of the teams. But as they call themselves, the court jesters, they will be making us laugh.
Hopefully.
That's all you can ask for.
Every good dodgeball organization needs that, though.
They do. They need their goofy team. And that reminds us of what dodgeball is all about in the end, which is having fun and just not taking the thing too seriously.
College kids getting together, throwing balls at each other.
You can never take that too seriously. Yep. Next team, don't know if these guys are going to be at the tournament. This is Delta College. New.
I don't think they will. I don't know all the information. I just know I haven't heard much from Dave Halloran, so...
They're down on the list, so we'll take it right now as they will be there. I know they've had a lot of problems, and it seems to be a fairly good consensus that their team kind of crumbled.
Yeah.
After the Michigan Dodgeball Cup.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
Because they went 0-4, and it kind of demoralized the team. And we're not.
But that'll happen. I mean, if you go out and beat Saginaw and then lose 0-4, there's got to be something that happened there. Some kind of leadership crumble.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing we went through. Yeah. We beat Louisville, you know, we were expected to win that game.
Yeah,
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out and went 0-3 at the UK tournament, faced some very good competition. You can't let stuff like that demoralize your team, though.
If anything, that boosted our drive. We were really motivated to.
We realized we weren't as good as we thought we were.
I don't think we had delusions of grandeur at all. But
I remember thinking we thought we were going to beat Michigan State and Kent State coming in.
Yeah, it's true.
And we quickly found out that we needed to
work on some teamwork issues.
Keep improving.
That's for sure. Yeah.
So that's the story with Delta. I think if they're there, I don't really see them doing much just because a demoralized team really...
What can they do?
Right? Yeah, I don't think they're capable of coming out and putting on a good performance. Because
they lose once, it's done. Yeah.
You have to have that camaraderie and solid teamwork in place, and it sounds like right now they don't really have that. I don't know, Delta maybe in a period of transition. I don't really see them doing too much at this tournament. The next team, Central Michigan. I like this team.
Cinderella story.
Yeah. I think the C needs to stand for Cinderella in this school's name. Cinderella Michigan University. That has a good ring to it.
It's official.
We'll go ahead and change that right now on the event page. Cinderella. I like CMU. I know they came out at the Michigan Dodgeball Cup and won a couple games.
They surprised people, that's for sure.
They cobbled together a pretty good team from what I heard. And I would expect that to continue as long as they can bring their full roster, which is a huge thing we can't underestimate at this tournament.
That's true.
People have a lot of stuff going on close to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I can speak from experience right now trying to get our roster together. We are not going to have our full team by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's going to be tough for other people. I really hope CMU is at their strongest because I relate to this team. They're, I think, a second-year team like we are. Up-and-coming, surprise some people. I would like to see them do well.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I want to play them.
We'll just, we'll see. I think that they could upset some people, but we'll talk about that a little more in our preview section. The next team is our team. I guess we don't really talk about
Yeah, that's, who cares?
That's, we're not important. And the next team is University of Wisconsin-Platteville. Don't really know much about this team. They haven't played any games. They sent me the roster for the website. Thank you guys on that. I will get that up eventually, I promise.
They look legit, too.
Like, I like their jerseys. They seem they look like they have some very nice people on their team.
But until, like, you can't, it's really difficult to judge until they played a game. Like, you just, we can only speculate as far as, you know, wow, they have 15 really dedicated people, enough to get a roster together for nationals. If they haven't played a game, then, I mean.
Really don't know the story on them. Don't know if they've ever played a game in the NCAA. Good luck to them. We'll see you guys there.
Next.
Bowling Green State got swept at their own tournament. Not really sure on this team. I've only seen a video of them on YouTube. I don't know how recent that was. They look like they were a young team.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot to learn, a lot to work on, which is by no fault of their own.
Yeah.
Everyone goes through that first year learning period. And they may have been around for longer. And I think, I know that hosting a tournament probably takes a lot out of you.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see how Bowling Green State would, you know, have a little bit of a drain on their energy level just by hosting the tournament. We'll see with them.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of an up-in-the-air team right now along the lines of Delta. I would put them a little above Delta, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, a little below Michigan State, maybe.
CMU, yeah, a little bit below those teams.
Kind of in that little, you know, 7 to 8.
Transition phase, yeah. Everybody's getting up and coming.
And like I said, our knowledge is kind of limited because we haven't played these guys. But this is just going based off what we've seen in the forums. Game results. I mean, until you win a game, I don't think you can be considered a serious threat to make a lot of noise in the tournament. But we'll see. I hope we get proven wrong. I'd like to have everyone come up and put on a good show.
Definitely.
Next team, Kent State.
I like Kent.
I do too. Very nice guys, led by two very awesome captains.
Yeah, those brothers are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Space facts.
Their team, I think at the UK tournament, we were very shocked that we didn't even think they had 15 people.
Yeah.
I think some people just came out of the rafters when we were supposed to play them. What Ben, what do you think about Kent State?
I think that I'm going to put them along the lines of MSU and, you know, our team and CMU. I think there's going to be a really interesting battle between all those middle ground teams that we just don't know because they're so far away and they don't play each other often. So I'm going to be really excited to at least play them and CMU and Michigan State and see who really comes out as the four. Because I think that, like I said, the top three are pretty much in place, but who's the fourth best team? Where is everybody else lying? Because you haven't been able to play each other, so I would like to see Kent play those middle ground teams like CMU and us. And
I think of the teams that we know of that have played that have a track record, there's three different distinct groups.
Yeah.
There is the front runners, led by, I mean, I would only put three teams in that category.
Yep.
Grand Valley, Saginaw Valley, and Ohio State. And then you have your teams that are, I would say, transitioning. I think that's a nice way to put that.
Yeah.
Or new teams such as Louisville, UK, Henry Ford, Miami of Ohio. And I might lump Delta into there just because I don't know their situation right now.
UWP.
Yeah, just other teams that we have a track record for.
Right.
Yeah, I think they kind of are on the outside looking in right now because we don't know too much about them. And I think that I would put Kent as well as BGSU, ourselves, CMU, and MSU in the up-and-coming group.
It's
kind of the middle-of-the-road teams.
They've got the team ready to go, 15 really dedicated players. Everybody knows how to grippy throw. It's all about...
It's experience and just kind of the second tier, you might say, after the front runners.
Definitely.
And those teams are just anomalies. You can't really, I guess, strive to be those teams. you can, but more realistically, you just try to play to your strengths.
Yeah.
And I think each of those teams in the middle has a strength that they'll play to.
Definitely.
The next team we have down here is Miami of Ohio. They will not be attending.
At least not with 15 players. I know Tommy plans on coming to the captain's meeting, but...
I think he'll be there for moral support and just to kind of bring back experiences to tell new players next semester, but they will not have a team. We are for sure on that. UK.
Hopefully they'll scrap something together.
I hope so. That was Errol's plan. Their captain told me he plans on getting together 15 guys and just riding up there next weekend. I'm going to try to talk to him to find out their situation. But we played them. I mean, they're definitely in a transition period right now. No really solid commitment. I think he said that half of their team he didn't even know when we played Battle of the Bluegrass.
At least I'm pretty sure that he had invited some roommate friends and all that good stuff.
Friends of friends, it was. And I think this team is going to rebound next season.
Definitely.
I don't know if Errol will still be there. Hopefully they have a solid leadership structure in place to hand off after he leaves. But we'll see. I know that they're making some efforts to get new teams in Kentucky, so I definitely want them to stick around because I feel like they can be a very positive force within the league. So best of luck to UK on getting a team up there. We love playing you guys, love having you as our in-state rivals along
definitely.
With Louisville. Get some guys up there, we want to play you guys. Last team, Henry Ford Community College.
They're going to win it all.
This team could go all the way.
Yeah.
I think they have the pieces in place, led by some really solid MVP-type players. And putting down the bong now, don't know if this team will win a point.
I really hope they do. I would like
for them to.
I just know a new team like that that's going to come to Nationals, and if they don't win a point, it's just going to... Like, there might not be a team next semester.
It might smash their team into nothing.
So I really do. Let's just you want to give them a game.
We'll give them a point.
We'll give you a point.
We'll just turn around and stick our butts in the air for you guys.
Does that sound legit?
I think they would take that. Now, guys,
don't get discouraged.
Yes, don't ever give up. Because
was it last year? WKU
was 0-7.
Yeah, it's nothing.
I think we won three. We won about 7 points all year.
Woot! What's up? That's pretty good.
And we didn't let us get us down too much.
I mean, we're back. We're ready to go. I think we're, like we said, we're up and coming.
And that can be you guys. Your second year is always better than your first. So
true.
Much like Miami, Ohio, I encourage you guys not to get too demoralized by what happens. These teams that you're playing have been around for a lot longer, are a lot better established, and that'll be you guys someday. You just got to keep working and keep recruiting. And, you know, like we've said before, it's not about whether you win or lose.
Yeah,
it's about how many chicks you get in your hotel after the game's over. And if that's the case, we might as well just stay at home.
Yeah, we're not going to get anybody.
We'll be bringing home some dudes.
Some of those Grand Valley
girls. Now that I've had my gay comment in...
What about these predictions? What do you think?
Let's go ahead and do Final Four.
I know this is a long episode, but you'll get over it.
This is a Nationals preview. It's supposed to be jumbo-sized.
Yep.
All right, Ben, give me your hypothetical Final Four situation.
Oh, God. Final Four situation.
No, the schedule is not set in stone yet. Of course, for Sunday it can't be because that's based on the results of Saturday.
Right.
Anything could happen. Well, let's just give a hypothetical situation. Ben, your Final Four, give me...
For Sunday, okay.
Your championship game. Give me the final score of the championship game and your two Cinderella teams that you think could beat someone they're not supposed to. How about that? You got all that?
No. I'm just going to say it. I think Grand Valley is obviously going to be in the finals, but I think it's going to be Saginaw that's going to be with them, man. I'm about 85% sure on that one. I think Saginaw is going to be there. They're going to upset Ohio State. And it's going to be maybe 5-3 in the finals. Grand Valley takes it, three-peat.
You didn't give me your Final Four team.
I know. I'm getting there. So Ohio State's going to be there as the third. And honestly, I couldn't possibly tell you. I'm going to put CMU. Like we said, they're the Cinderella story. I think they have a good shot at beating, like, the Bowling Green tournament really shocked a lot of people. I think they're going to do it again.
Michigan Dodgeball Cup, you're thinking about.
Am I?
It's okay, though. The tournament's already together. But they won two games, CMU. That was MDC.
Yeah, that tournament. Yeah, I think they're going to do it again. Okay. I think they're going to do it again. I think they're going to be fourth.
So, what was your final score in the championship, you said?
5-3. Grand Valley over
Grand Valley, three-peat. And you had CMU as your Cinderella. Give me another Cinderella team.
I hope it's us.
You can put us.
I hope it's us. I think we got a lot of potential and a lot of really good players coming, so I think we have a lot more experience under our belt, a lot more power, especially in our arms, since last semester. A lot more people can sustain that grip you throw for more than one game, I really do believe. So, you know, after playing Saginaw Valley, I think a lot of our arms were just shot. Like, I know I couldn't, like, after blocking a few balls and holding that grippy for a while, I couldn't throw. So I now know my arm is a lot stronger, so I think we're going to shock some people in the later games, especially on Saturday, and hopefully Sunday, too.
So there you go. That is Ben's Final Four, his championship prediction, and his two Cinderella teams.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and say that my Final Four, I definitely see the top three teams we talked about.
Of course.
And I'm going to go ahead and throw in... This is tough. After that top three, it's kind of a... It's a pick 'em, basically.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and say MSU. I like their veteran presence on that team.
Oh, yeah.
And I think out of the two teams that I would pick to put in that final four, that final spot there, I would choose between Kent and Michigan State, and I was more impressed by Michigan State.
Yeah.
When we played them. So I'll go ahead and put those four teams in the final four. And I'm going to go against Ben and go ahead and say Grand Valley, Ohio State, I believe for the third year in a row. I believe after playing this Ohio State team that they can get back there. And, of course, Grand Valley will make it to the finals again. And I'm going to go ahead and call a much closer game than I think people are expecting. I'm going to go ahead and say about a 2-1 victory for Grand Valley.
That close?
I do believe so. Grand Valley has not had a lot of games recently. I think their most recent game experience was the Michigan Dodgeball Cup, and Ohio State just came out at this Bowling Green State tournament. And like someone else told me, Grand Valley's practices are probably more intense than most people's games.
True.
And that's why I'm still picking them as the champion, even though they don't have a lot of recent experience. And, you know, I really like this Ohio State team. Haven't seen them, but from what I remember from last year, if they kept that same nucleus in place, they are a very good catching team, as we've said. And I put catching up against arms any day of the week.
It's true.
I just think Grand Valley, though, being at home with that crowd, with the numbers they have, there's no way that any team at this point could beat them.
Yeah.
But I do think it'll be a lot closer than people expect. And the two Cinderella teams, since Ben, you went with us and CMU, I'm going to go ahead and say Kent State and Wisconsin-Platteville.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And that is the exact reason that I'm picking Wisconsin-Platteville, because no one has played them. No one's going to know how to match up against these guys. I think that's a very important advantage.
They need to take advantage of that at least. Yeah, do something special.
As long as they have a basic knowledge of how to play this game, experience, I don't think it's going to factor in too heavily for them. Because I think the bigger advantage is teams not knowing how to play you.
Yeah.
I like them. And I like Kent State, led by two very good, solid players. Both the Veith brothers were exceptional guys and exceptional players.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll do very well and beat some teams they're not supposed to. Hopefully it's not us.
Yeah.
But Ben, since you already covered us as a Cinderella, I'll go with those two teams on Sunday to make a little bit of noise. And I think that's
Yeah, we've talked their ear off enough, I think.
Their ears are probably squirting out blood at this point.
Their drive has been long over. iPod is going out of batteries.
iPod's about to burst into flames.
Yep.
and continuous use. We thank you guys for sticking around and putting up with us for this long. I hope you enjoyed our preview. Let us know what you think about it. Think we're complete idiots. That's probably the case. Yeah, Let us know. Think you agree. Hit up the forum. Let us know. Create a forum or a post on there. Tell us what you think. We want to know. This podcast is for you guys.
Give us some ideas. We'll say something.
If you have a topic you'd like to hear discussed on the next edition of the podcast, which we might do before. We might do a Nationals wrap-up.
Oh, gosh, we have to. There's also talk about a 6-on-6 tournament, and there might be like a Kentucky tournament we were talking about, possibly. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either, but we'll talk about it hypothetically. And if there's something you guys want to hear, please let us know, because we're here for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
All three of you. So that's about it. Benjamin, you got anything to wrap us up?
I can play some more harmonica if you want.
Yeah, let's send the guys out with a little bit of harmonica here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Benjamin Subject with his... What kind of harmonica is this?
This is an E-flat.
E-flat.
So, Dodgeball Blues. Why don't you give me some lyrics?
Okay. We're going to Nationals. We're going to do good. Don't know where GBSU is. Hope my GPS doesn't fail me.
Cut.
That was pretty good. Give me a little bit of credit. I was completely making that up. Horrible with directions. Horrible. It's over.
Thanks for listening to Average Joe's podcast. Make sure to check out the latest episode of Average Joe's on iTunes or our website, ncdadodgeball.com. Until next time, just remember the 5 D's of dodgeball.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, dodge.
Bye-bye.